With Saddam Hussein in U.S. custody, the Bush administration is hoping to turn some of the war's staunchest opponents into economic allies. U.S. Special Envoy James Baker, a former Secretary of State and Treasury Secretary, leaves for Europe today. He's asking the leaders of France, Germany, Italy, Russia, and Britain to relieve much of Iraq's massive foreign debt. And although the total amount is not yet known, conservative estimates place Iraq's debt at more than $120 billion. But with full oil production still years away and extensive reconstruction a must, the World Bank estimates at least two-thirds of that amount must be cut in order for Iraq's economy to have a chance to recover. Baker may not find much generosity. Officials in Russia, Baghdad's largest creditor at $8 billion, say they have no intention of writing off any Iraqi debt. And Germany and France, still angered at being barred from the lucrative Iraqi reconstruction contracts, show little signs of moving toward debt relief. Baker may also have a hard sale at home. The United States has refused to say how much of Iraq's debt it will forgive.